Hello, everyone. Before I start the episode, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who has listened, downloaded, and shared this podcast. We are always trying to improve, and all the feedback you have given us has been great. I would also like to encourage you to subscribe to our daily newsletter to stay up to date on the newest podcast episodes, industry insights, and Mercator Advisor Group commentary. Again, thank you to everyone who comes and listens to our episodes, and now, on with the show. Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the evolution of payments. And to help me with that, I have Donnie Hoy, the Vice President of Treasury Management and Consultant at Capital One. Donnie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Excellent. So now, Donnie, let's get started here. Now, can you give me a little bit of a walkthrough of, you know, how payments have evolved? Maybe not necessarily going so far back as the barter system, but, you know, kind of giving us a little bit of an overview would be great.
Yeah, I mean, I highly recommend people looking into payment evolution in general from, you know, the first checks being issued by the Knights Templar during the Crusades. But I know that's not why we're here today. So, you know, specifically, if you look at recent trends, conversions from cash to card use and other, you know, third-party apps, it's been a pretty intense 20 years or so. I'm on the older cusp of being a millennial, so I can kind of remember back on road trips with my parents using credit cards at gas stations for the first time, to seeing McDonald's when I was 14 or 15 start accepting credit cards, which was the first real quick service business to do so. And everything in between now that's gotten us to where we're at today.
Great. Yeah, I think it's I'm in the same boat with you too there. I can certainly remember, especially with my parents, really kind of also, they really kind of relied just heavily on cash. It was kind of always that Friday was payday and you're going to run down to your local financial institution, cash your check and make sure you have cash for the remainder of the week. And it certainly is very interesting to kind of see how it's evolved. And in my personal life, I mean, I rarely carry cash on me. You know, my personal habits really kind of revolve as using, you know, credit as kind of almost a delayed debit card on my perspective. But you know, kind of focusing on the cash part there, you know, you see a lot of news stories kind of coming up where it's the war on cash, and it kind of almost sounds like an old time radio type of headline. But I'm really curious to get your take on, you know, really what are the positives and the negatives commonly associated with businesses, you know, handling cash?
Sure. Positives are the cash, for now at least, has a marginally lower processing cost. You get costs from vault services, the banks will charge costs at the point of deposit. So the costs aren't completely absent, and they're inching higher if you look at trends in fee structures. But right now, I would say that there is some potential cost savings from a pure, you know, dollar to credit card dollar perspective. It doesn't rely on technology. So from a business continuity planning perspective, during a storm, during a blackout, anything like that, you can still barter goods and services using cash. It can be good for businesses that rely on divvying up combined income. So think of, you know, restaurants, a great example. You have a server out there collecting all the bills, but behind the server is the food runner, the bartender, all the people that contribute to the client experience that deserve some of the tip. That's much easier to do on cash in its current state than cards. And lack of complexity for fees. You know, even with the banks charging, you know, if they charge 10 cents for every $100 or the vaults charging $50 a week, it is a simpler fee structure to understand. So those are the positives. And in regards to the negatives for cash, certainly it costs time. You know, making change is not as easy as swiping a card, especially if there's some complex request to how they want that change made at the end. So it's going to keep your line up a little bit more. Again, if you're in a high volume business, it just slows the process down. And the risk of theft is greater, you know, whether it's an employee dipping into the till or, you know, more complex crimes, holdups, stickups, you know, breaking and entering, that sort of thing. Those just aren't problems that you have with card. No one's breaking into a place to steal a box full of credit card receipts from the day. So it's just, it's an easier transaction to keep safe. So that's something to consider with the negatives of cash too.
Great. So I'm glad that you kind of brought up quite a few points there. And one of the ones I really want to touch upon was the simplicity aspect of it. You know, I certainly have to agree that cash when it comes from a technological standpoint, and really also kind of the distribution of it. It really certainly does make it easy. You know, I can at any point reach into my pocket and pull out a dollar bill, and that tender will be valid without all the technical aspects of it. But now, kind of getting into some of the technical aspects, what about credit cards and digital payments? Can you break down some of the positive and negatives of those for businesses?
Absolutely. The conversion from cash to card is, cash was a way that really kind of brought us out of a barter system to being able to exchange a stored value and keep that good in service, at a negotiated rate. What cards have done is really kind of taken the payment mechanism and added some features and benefits to it. So positives would be from a business perspective, the positive is that it can increase cross-sell. So an example I would use is if I go to McDonald's to buy an ice cream cone and I have $5 cash in my pocket to do so, I show up and all of a sudden I want fries and a burger, I'm out of luck. We've seen, and there's statistics to back this up, that we've done in Bradstreet found that people spend 12 to 18% more when they use their credit cards as opposed to cash. So from a business perspective, there are the processing costs, but you do increase your cross-sell and your bottom line revenue by accepting cards. The credit card rewards programs can be a good one for consumers. So now, not only is a consumer decreasing their risk, where if I lose my wallet and I've got $200 in it and a credit card, well, the $200 is gone if somebody picks up that wallet, but the credit card, I can just reorder and dispute any fraud charges that are on it. The credit card processes efficiently. So if I'm a quick service business or a store during peak tourism season that needs to kind of push people in and out as part of my business model, cards on average take 5 seconds. Cash transaction is into the minutes. I don't have the exact number on that. Fraudulent transactions are down due to chip cards that have been rolled out in 2015 to see, no longer can you steal the number and put it on any plastic and go on a spending spree. So the positives are just, in my mind and in a lot of my consumer and a lot of my clients' minds, they far exceed it from a benefits perspective, risk mitigation, visibility, everything like that. I mean, it really is far and away a much better technology for doing. Regarding the negatives of card, the one area we see that I think it's important to make sure you have a trusted advisor on is the complexity of the credit card statements, the credit card processing statements, and understanding where your fees come from. And this isn't restricted to any business level. I've helped people that had dog grooming businesses up to, Fortune 500 companies. And in both instances, you'll run into CFOs or treasurers or business owners that just look at a credit card processing statement and really can't make it out. So if that is you, if you haven't dedicated the amount of time to become an expert in those processing statements, definitely it's important to have a trusted advisor, whether that's, your local branch bank, a commercial banker, a financial advisor, a treasury management consultant, someone you want to come in and really help you know what you're looking at and make sure that you're getting the best value for it. Because it is important that you're tracking that and you're not being taken advantage of by anybody. So it's a That would be the only negative, but one that's certainly mitigated with the right preparation.
Great. Now, so now kind of jumping back to this war on cash here, you can do a little bit of role playing, if we will. So if I'm a business, what factors do I really need to consider when deciding if I'm going to go cashless?
Sure. I think my perspective is to always put your clients first. What impact is it going to have on the clients? One of my big parking garage clients, one time we were talking about them going cashless, and they had brought up that a big portion of their business is foreign visitors with rental cars in New York City. So those people prefer, and I was thinking about the same thing, they prefer to pay in cash because there can be complexities if someone turns down a card and trying to negotiate why or what type of payment mechanism might suffice in that case. So I think you just need to think about what your clients are going to do, how it's going to affect your specific business model. Are you going to lose clients or are you not? And I think the only way to get to the bottom of that is having a very targeted approach to how you decide to roll out the program, how you notify your customers, how you track feedback from your customers during that process, and how you really initiate this new program.
All right, and so kind of keeping with that role play, let's say you've sold me here that I've decided I'm going to go cashless. So what are kind of my next steps? What do I need to do?
Sure. I mean, over communicate is key here. You put up posters and stickers everywhere you can to let them know. You let your clients know at the point of sale, the cashier can tell them. And that's where it's important to track feedback. is when your cashier is telling people this and you find out what the reactions are. Then you would do what's called like a soft launch where someone tries to pay in cash and you say you prefer a credit card and see how those conversations are trending, tracking the interactions, following the data. Then you just start accepting card only, but you know, still have the ability to take cash in case there's major pushback. And at the right time, you transition to being completely cashless and you embrace kind of the digital world at that point. And hopefully by then you've over-communicated, it doesn't catch any of your clients off guard, and everyone's better off for it.
Great. Now, yeah, I just want to echo a previous point that you had made there. It's really just you need to think about your consumers first. You know, as a business, don't go sit there and chase the headlines and just be, well, you know, nobody's using cash anymore, so I'm going to switch to there. No, you really need to think about what's best for your consumers first. So thank you certainly for making that point. Now, before we finish up, you know, what are some new trends in the digital payments, you know, arena that really excite you?
Yeah, I think if you look at credit cards, as we talked about, being the first kind of store value or transaction element that can add some features and benefits in the way that, you know, risk mitigation, rewards for cardholders, we're starting to see the ecosystem come together even more, right? So if I go into Sweetgreen's a great example, my personal favorite salad spot. If I go in, I have their app, I get at the end of my salad making chain, and they scan a QR code on my phone, and not only does that attach to my credit card, I've uploaded into the app, so it processes the payment, but it also processes how much money I've spent there from a reward standpoint, so I don't have to have some card that gets stamped in my wallet. They can also push out marketing to me, which I enjoy. My birthday month, I get $10 off my salad. So you're starting to see it go from where it was cash, where you're just exchanging cash for value, card where you're adding some benefits to it. And now you're seeing more of the ecosystem come together, which as businesses that are focused on moving to an omni-commerce world where you're really blending retail, e-commerce, customer satisfaction, marketing, all that stuff is really pretty exciting into where it's going. And more importantly, it's not just cool technology, it's really being designed with a user-centric approach. So it's technology that's easy to use, fun to use, and really does benefit both the consumer and the business in the long run.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Donnie, for taking the time today for speaking to us about the evolution of payments. And we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Anytime. I'm happy to do it.